Joe Silvestro is in charge of manufacturing operations at jet engine maker Pratt & Whitney, and he's a man with a challenge on his hands.
This year we'll deliver almost 600 engines, both large commercial engines and military engines. And over the next 5 years, we expect that number to go to more than 1,500 engines per year.
A lot of that increase in business is down to this. That seemingly unremarkable sound has made the airline industry sit up and listen. It's a geared turbofan engine in testing. What is a geared turbofan? It saves fuel, a lot of fuel.
In times past, you might invest $100 million, $200 million to get another 0.5%, 1%. Okay, so for Pratt & Whitney to introduce a product that's got a 14% better fuel burn is just incredible.
It must be said, the geared turbofan isn't alone. General Electric is developing its LEAP engine, and plane makers are introducing new, lighter and more durable composite-bodied aircraft. That all adds up to a revolution in efficiency, which means the holy grail of commercial aviation, lower fuel costs. So even though it might seem to anyone who flies regularly that the airlines have less money than ever before, they're actually investing in new planes at an unprecedented rate. For Connecticut, the ramp-up is a whole new game because the way engines are made has radically changed in the last few decades.
Roughly about 87% of the value of a jet engine is probably in the supply chain.
Bob Tarani is in charge of advanced manufacturing for the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology. His clients are those small supply chain companies.
The component parts, the small machined parts, the tubing, the electrical systems, all those parts are in the supply chain.
Hundreds and hundreds of companies doing what Pratt used to do itself, making engine parts. And that means most of the process innovation, the efficiencies, and the investment for the ramp-up must be achieved by these companies, some of them no more than mum-and-pop shops. That the majority of Pratt's supply chain is here in Connecticut is really a historical legacy, and Pratt's Joe Silvestro cheerfully admits he'll go anywhere in the world to source the right quality parts at the lowest price.
There's no shortage of those that want to. So really our challenge is vetting, do we think that they can?
I would say they're in here several times a month. And sometimes every week, sometimes multiple times in a week.
Jeff Paul is co-owner at Whitcraft in Eastford, one of Pratt's more sizable Connecticut-based suppliers. They make sheet metal parts for the engines. And indeed, as he walks me down a hallway on the way to the shop floor, we spot a Pratt representative deep in conference with one of Whitcraft's planning managers.
We've never had so much development work in this facility. And what makes it especially challenging is that in development, the parts change. And then so we have to go back and redevelop a new process. And we have to do that while hitting their engine certification schedule.
And they must do all that while planning to reduce the cost of the products they're making by 5 to 7% each year, a requirement that's imposed by many big manufacturers.
What you are going to see today, a year and a half from now, it's going to look all different. And we're in the process of changing it. So you're going to see a lot of things moving around. Like last week, there were racks of tools right here. They're all gone because we're trying to realign our operations in the most efficient way that we can in anticipation of what we're going to be making 1 year, 3 years, 5 years from now.
The shop floor is organized in work cells, and one of them is devoted exclusively to developing new parts for test engines.
See here. So these folks in here are highly skilled mechanics who can work with a minimal amount of direction and figure out, working with the engineers and the tool designers, how to best make the parts.
But here's the tricky thing for Whitcraft about all this exciting development work.
Typically, we're selling these parts right now at a loss. And the reason that is because we have an unprecedented number of competitors out there looking for this business.
And while they're taking a loss in anticipation of a big future payday, they're also experiencing a slowdown in their usually reliable revenue generators, military engines and commercial spare parts. That all adds up to a huge financial squeeze for suppliers, and it's driving a new phenomenon in the supply chain.
Consolidation is something we are hearing more about.
Mark Pagioli works with supply chain manufacturers for Constep, a non-profit that helps companies to modernize their work processes.
We are hearing from some of our clients, too, that they're looking at other people in their space that maybe now is the right time to acquire someone else.
Whitcraft itself has the scale to be on the right end of that equation. It's acquired five other companies in the last year. The coming boom in commercial aerospace may mean a fundamental change in the nature of Connecticut's aerospace industry. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.